Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Unfortunately, there was no weekend version. That was for the Padres. Oh. Dennis could be in Milwaukee right now.
Slayed the dragon again.
For game two of the NLDS, but he is not. The season has come to a close, and we're here to wrap it all up with Dennis Ling. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, buddy?
I'm fine. Yeah. I guess you're kind of prepared for things to go either way this time of year, and unfortunately for the Padres, they went one way, and now I'm glad to be back in San Diego, all things considered. Well, but yeah, it would have been interesting to see what this team could have done.
Beatriz in our chat wants to know, and we can get to the Padres stuff in a moment, what does Dennis do for fun? What are your off-season hobbies?
That's a great question.
I'm going to do some traveling, go see some family. Nothing too exciting. I will still be keeping tabs on the Padres,
sure.
But hope to hit Australia later this offseason.
Ooh.
So
what part?
See how that goes. Sydney.
I've been. It's beautiful.
Woods has connections in Melbourne.
I
want to go down to Melbourne.
I don't know how aligned Aussie Tony and Dennis would be. I don't. But it would be an interesting pairing, for sure. But no, I've been to Sydney. It's stunning. You'll have a great time. It's a long, long, long flight. The people in chat said, can we interview Dennis today? Fire away, guys. I mean, it's the offseason. You can do whatever you want. But Ben wants to really do the autopsy on the Padres, and we've done it. You know, we did it Friday. We're doing it some today. We all know, you know, what some of the issues are out there, but just your overall take on what you're hearing about AJ Preller, and do you think they'll just let it play out the last year of his contract?
I think that's definitely a possibility. There's a lot of uncertainty, as we all know, surrounding baseball with the labor landscape and the CBA coming up, and of course, the Padres still have to sort out some ownership issues that started, you know, before this this past season. So I think that's a distinct possibility. I think, you know, some people would be of the mind that he's done enough to deserve a contract extension. I think we'll have to see about that too. But yeah, it's kind of like the number one question, right? Hanging over the franchise, because until you decide on your head of baseball operations and kind of where he's at, that kind of leads to, you know, everything else being frozen in place a little bit. But until then, I think, the Padres clearly have some issues about maybe not maximizing all this talent on their roster the last couple Octobers. And as you saw last night, the Mariners basically won that game in a pitcher-friendly ballpark, by the way, with three swings of the bat, two solo home runs, and a go-ahead double by Julio Rodriguez in the eighth. So it can be done, and I think the Padres just have not been doing that the past couple of years. So there's an issue there.
Dennis, when the World Series is over in about a month, that's when you have to make your first kind of player personnel decisions, contract options, qualifying offers and such. We know AJ always has plans upon plans upon plans. What do you see as being the most important early off-season decisions that have to be made first for the San Diego Padres?
Well, I think you start with the pending free agents, the guys with options in their contracts, right? I think starting pitching is going to be the number one concern, even though we just talked about, I guess, kind of their lack of power throughout this season. But you're going to be looking at a rotation most likely, if Michael King and Dylan Cease leave, which I think they will, of, you know, you Darvish, you've got those concerns there with his elbow. Is he going to give you more than 15 starts next year? Is he going to even be pitching next year? Is Joe Musgrove going to be, you know, back to normal coming off Tommy John surgery? What can you kind of expect or rely on from Randy Vasquez, who's kind of been this miraculous kind of pitcher in the last couple of years? And that's credit to him because he's resilient, obviously, and he gets really good results, but the underlying numbers have not been as great. So beyond Nick Pivetta, who's going to be back for the most likely the final year before he can opt out, there's not a lot of depth in the rotation. So you got to decide on, you know, some of these guys who are going to be free agents and whether you want to make real offers or qualifying offers, I guess, in Dylan and Michael King's case to them and see where that takes you. But right now, I think starting pitching is probably the huge concern going into the offseason.
Well, you know, they cobbled it together this year with terrible year from Dylan Cease, you know, Michael King barely pitching, Yu Darvish not being great. They cobbled it together. They figured out a way. Now, they have traded depth, as you mentioned, but the bullpen looks solid coming back. It looks really solid coming back. And for the first time in a long time, Dennis, I go, all right, I mean, I can see a starting lineup on paper opening day that's not going to make me, you know, want to grab the vomit bag with, you know, and again, like, you're not going to have to go out and grab 4 to 5 40-year-olds to plug holes on opening day. You're just not. You've got guys coming back, and you're like, okay, this looks good. Bullpen looks pretty good. You know, they plugged a lot of holes this year in starting pitching. I could see us getting back to the playoffs, you know, with what we have now. If you add one or two starting pitchers, man, it certainly doesn't feel as dire as it has in off seasons past.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also, I guess you wonder if Mason Miller is going to try to make the move back to the rotation. I think I'd be inclined right now to say probably not, with Robert Suarez most likely leaving.
Yeah.
And you've also got other options. Is Adrian Morahone an option there to stretch back out? Is David Morgan, who's shown some multiple good pitches? I mean, I think kind of pitches that can fit in a rotation. Or do you kind of play it safe and, you know, Basin had some UCL problems last time he tried to start in the majors, so maybe you don't risk that. And he's just so good in that role and so electric and so dominant that maybe it's just best to keep him there. But I think, yeah, you're right that the bullpen's going to be probably in decent shape. You know that's going to be there for you. It's just a matter of, you know, can you get those guys a lead? Because, you know, those guys did not have a lead often enough this past week and, you know, probably, you know, throughout the last couple of years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. You talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, and everyone should subscribe to The Athletic because you get pieces like that dropped this morning talking about pitch tipping. Obviously, a huge, huge discussion. I think every year, but, you know, obviously it feels more fresh. You and Andy McCullough wrote it, and it's really, really – and Cody Stavenhagen as well. I wanted to give everybody their credit. But they were – you know, you were talking about the Dodgers the other night. Matt Strom's on the mound. A lot of people thought Matt Strom was tipping. He went to Twitter the next day and said, this is how I've always pitched. I've got, you know, he was doing it with the previous two guys at the plate and I got them out. So how much of this is subterfuge? How much of this is a legitimate concern? And, you know, from your perspective, are you finding starting pitchers or relievers going out there in their head already about an already very difficult job? Now they're worried to see if guys are picking up the grips in their glove.
Yeah, it's a huge thing in the front of mind of you know, pitchers around the game. I remember talking to Dylan Cease for the story that you're talking about, and he was very open about it. Just like, yeah, you just have to be worried all the time. And I even asked about I don't know if you guys remember, when before he threw that no-hitter last year, he started bringing his glove closer to his torso, just to supposedly at the time, you know, to be more smooth in his delivery, just kind of iron out his mechanics. And so I asked after the fact just a few weeks ago, like, is that probably to, you know, guard against pitch dipping too? And he said, yeah, I'm pretty sure that I remember that's what it was too. And then he threw a no-hitter, but then, you know, this year things were not great just overall for him as a season. And I wonder how much of that just, you know, tipping his pitches or thinking he was tipping his pitches, because I think we've all experienced, like, Dylan seems like a pretty deep thinker sometimes. So who knows how much he got in his own head about it. But yeah, I mean, there's another example in there too of, you know, Patrick Bailey dancing around on second base in late April.
Yep, Pavetta. Yeah.
And Ruben Yebla said after the fact that Patrick Bailey had texted them, or they texted Patrick Bailey. I guess, you know, guys on the team would know him after that game. I was like, did you have anything? And he was like, no, I don't have S.
No, I don't have anything. I was just messing with him.
Yeah, exactly. So I went up to Patrick Bailey when the Giants came back to Petco the last time, and I straight up asked him. He's like, yeah, I didn't have anything that night. And it's just, you're trying to create a sense of paranoia, and apparently in that case, it sort of worked, because there was a mound visit by Niebla.
Pavetta was furious.
But also, yeah, Pavetta got out of that inning, I think, without damage. So.
But how do you believe anything? Because, I mean, if Bailey did have something, the last thing he'd say is, yeah,
I got something.
I have something. He'd say, of course. No, I don't have anything. I'm just faking it. He might really have something.
No one
knows. You never really know.
Well, listen to this story they tell. This is my favorite one. Dodgers officials met with reliever Alex Vesia. They pulled up a side-by-side video of his fastball and his slider. He's a two-pitch pitcher. They're like, hey, do you notice anything different? He goes, no. I'm coming set the same way. And they said, look at your mouth. Before he threw sliders, he chomped on a wad of gum. On fastballs, his jaw stayed still. So he just stopped chewing gum entirely. Is that not the most insane behavior and detail? I mean, that's why the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They said, when you throw a slider, you start chomping your gum. When you throw a fastball, you don't. That's bananas that somebody could pick that up. Bananas, Dennis.
Yeah, I'll give you guys another one that didn't make into the story, but I think it was, there's a brief mention or allusion to it, but Jason Adams said he's been pretty much going up half size and glove size every single year, just because a lot of it, it's just like guys on second base are looking into your gloves.
Yeah.
And if your glove's smaller, I guess your hand's going to be showing more, right? So just keep getting bigger and bigger gloves until you have a glove the size of, I guess, the entire mound, and then no one could see you inside that glove.
Yeah, it looks like a parachute on your hand. Yeah, just a massive, massive glove.
Or just be like Mason Miller and never let anybody get to second base at all.
That's right.
And then you don't have to worry so much about it, Dennis.
So good, man. So good. Such a good piece, dude. Like, fascinating. Everybody should go read it. It's brilliant, as all your pieces are. But this one was a personal favorite. And Ben Fritz is in there. A lot of Padres guys are in there, too. It's great.
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah, it was a fun one to work on, and I guess the Padres have to wonder, like, how much, because they're not mentioned among the teams who are, like, I guess, really good at picking up tells. So
yeah,
maybe that's something else they have to work on in the off season.
I'm not the guy. Don't ask me.
Studying
I would never
more
know.
Film of the other teams to try to find tells.
I would never know.
Well, you know what? We put the tier ones on it.
Yeah, they will find
they've
it.
They've got time.
That's
they're going to go and find everything. Dennis, really appreciate it. Thank you for all your contributions throughout the season. If you do end up going to Australia, have a great time. Hopefully, we'll catch up with you at some point in the off season as the Padres start making some moves.
That sounds good, guys. Thanks for the opportunity this year. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dylan. You crushed it, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.